If you live in a big city like Berlin, you know there are quite some strange people around. There's one guy in our area called the Ice Bear. The kids gave him this name because he always wears a shaggy long coat that looks like the fur of an ice bear. He is a big, strong man with a tartan skirt, long hair, painted eyebrows, sun-tanned face, and usually he is sitting on a bench looking onto the river Spree. Sometimes he talks to passers-by, but most of the time he talks to himself. He has a beer and a soft drink, and if he needs to, you know what I mean, he quickly goes to the bushes close by. The Ice Bear is not a beggar, and usually he is a friendly fellow. But one day I saw him standing up, running to the opposite side of the street, screaming and punching someone in the face. I was shocked. But luckily, this someone was not a real person, but just some kind of an imaginary villain, and the Ice Bear calmly went back to his bench. This is Ron from Vida Goals, and welcome to our episode about values and how they can shape your life. I have a friend, Max. Max is, well, he is normal. He leads a normal life, has a normal family and a normal job. He drives to work every morning, sits in front of his computer, and after 8 hours he drives back home, eats dinner with his family, watches TV, and looks forward to the weekend. Sometimes he goes on vacation. And when we meet from time to time, he mainly talks about two topics. First, about how much he liked the hotel pool during his last holiday trip. And second, about how much he hates his job. From my perspective, my friend Max is normal. He sticks to social norms. The Ice Bear, on the other hand, is not normal. He does not stick to social norms, and he is, I think, a little bit crazy. Of course, this is my opinion, but I assume most people in Western cities would agree. But what if we asked someone else? I thought about Lucy, a lady from Ethiopia. Unfortunately, she passed away about 3.2 million years ago. Also, one of her possible relatives, a guy from northern Italy, Ötzi, has died already about 5,300 years ago. I could not ask them, but I'm sure they would have said that the Ice Bear is quite normal and my friend Max is very, very strange. Max sits in an artificial room with artificial light where sitting alone is very unnatural. He drives a vehicle much faster than the fastest animal can run. He eats strangely processed food and he hardly ever runs to get prey or in order not to become prey by himself. Just to be clear here, if we take the entire history of the Homo sapiens, this is us, which is maybe about 200,000 years, put this into 1 hour of a clock, Max is considered to be normal only during the last 4 seconds. That's fascinating, right? But what's the point here? First, normal very much depends on your perspective. And second, we might not be as normal as we think. Why are people so different anyway? Max and the Ice Bear live in the same area at the same time. Sure, there are certain circumstances, but this is not all. There is another, deeper and more profound aspect to it. One you're even in control of, and this is your values. Max and the Ice Bear clearly have different values. One of the core values of my friend Max obviously is security. He wants to earn money to support his family, and he wants to have a safe pension when he grows old. This is so important for him that he is ready to sacrifice one third of his lifetime in a job that he hates. For the iceberg on the other side, freedom seems to be one of the core values. He is independent and does not care too much about what other people think. He is doing fine with his bench, a beer, a soft drink, and talking to people from time to time. It is very important to be clear about your values. They are the foundation for your goals and for living a fulfilled life. There are no right or wrong values per se, but there are right or wrong values for yourself, depending on what you want. For example, if your goal is to quit your job and to travel the world, and your core values include security and loyalty, chances are that there will be some kind of conflict. On the other side, if your core values include freedom and the spirit of adventure, an office job might not be something for you. The good news is that you can choose your values, in a way. Your values determine your behavior, but your behavior also determines your values. Let me give you an example here. If you would like to be more adventurous, start small. If you consider yourself an adventurer, if you pretend to be an adventurer, if you start with some mini adventure exercises, you will eventually become an adventurer. One small mini adventure might be to talk to a stranger. Maybe to a stranger that is a little bit strange. So I talked to the ice bear and asked him about his core values. And he just replied, he is happy. Note that he is happy, not that he plans to become happy at some point in the future. At the same time, he looked at me as I was completely crazy just to ask such a silly question. And probably, from his perspective, he is right. Thank you for listening today, and if you would like to learn more about your own core values, I invite you to go to vidagoals.com, where you find a core value tool in the interact section. Thanks again, and happy goal setting.